samurai lives 4 feet from death. The length of a katana is all that separates a life of honor and duty from an eternity in the spirit world. There is danger and tragedy everywhere. Japan is beset. Gaijin trade guns from their shuttered island. The shogun squats like a spider in a web, setting lords against lords to retain his own position. Mundane threats are not the only threats. Ghosts and spirits haunt Japan, and the kami are jealous of their worship, quick to anger if they are crossed. Into this world comes the Miguna Kitsune clan, led by its daimyo Nohaku Keiru, and served by its skilled officers. Will they be able to keep the clan from falling in this world of blood and honour?
Hello, and welcome to episode 258 of The Calls of Tea and Dice. I'm Mordrigan, and I am your sleep-deprived narrator this evening for Blood and Honour, the game of samurai tragedy. Tragedy. Anyway, who are you? Who are you playing? Why are you here? Are these my feet? Off you go. Please save me from myself.
Right. Hello, I'm Hardwick. I am playing Shigeki Sura, the...
Hatamoto.
The Hatamoto, who's not very good at, you know, planning things.
You're not very good at... Wisdom. So it's not planning things you're not good at. You're good at planning things. You're not knowing whether something's true or not.
Well, you know, that's irrelevant for the army,
like,
really, isn't it?
This person could be lying. This could be a false wall. I don't know.
Just charge through it anyway.
Yep. I'm Arko, and I'm playing Risan Fukuru, the Seneschal.
And what's your particular area of weakness?
Well, I have no problem with wisdom, but please don't ask me to lift the heavy things. I cannot lift the heavy things.
Or anything.
I am bloodied, and I am playing Ishigeki Kiru, the Executioner.
Oh, yes. And what's his particular weakness?
Beauty.
He can't talk for shit.
Yes, he's not a talking man.
And finally...
I'm the Duck, and I'm playing Sasayaku Kaze. And I'm the spy master.
And your area of weakness is?
Courage.
He's a coward. Now, I mentioned a moment ago how fucking tired I am. And for those of you here, you can see how tired I am, judging by what I did to my tea.
I did wonder about that. Mordrigan has put milk in his tea.
I've got milk in my tea.
Mordrigan never has milk in his tea.
Exactly. It's very confusing.
Mordrigan does not have milk in his tea, because milk, in large quantities, disagrees with him heavily. Let's hope that's not a large quantity. Now then, Blood and Honour, could somebody please recap what happened last week relatively quickly, and bear in mind that for those of you at home, it will have been 2 weeks ago, but for those of you here, it's almost a month. So, no, it's not. It's a week.
Yeah,
I'm
a week.
Talking bollocks.
I'm so tired.
So we showed up to go meet with the daimyo. Daimyo.
Your particular daimyo, who is Nohaku Keiru, a.k.a., well, he's a bit changeable, shall we say?
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
Yeah. Come on.
And... He was like, hey, look at my double. Isn't he great? And we were like, yeah, he's so great. And he was like, whoosh. Nope, it was me all along, and he was the double.
Yeah, the double didn't actually look very much like him, but it turns out he was the double. And the double does look very much like him, because he looked enough like him to trick you into thinking it was him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
And then a peasant came running in, and he was like, oh my god, there's...
First a panicky captain and the guard came running in, and then the peasant came in.
And then the peasant came in, and he was like, oh my god, there's some samurai going to attack the shrine, and I thought I should let you know. And the daimyo was like, thanks, what should we do?
That was Heiwana Shrine, incidentally. A shrine near your lands, but also relatively close to the lands of Clan Nakatomi.
I thought we were Clan
Nakatomi. No.
We are Clan...
Miguna Kitsune.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Clan Nakatomi were the ones who were sending samurai and other folks.
Ashigaru.
Yeah, that's the one.
To mess with the shrine to anger the forest spirits.
Some of them have even got teppos, which is fucking bad.
Guns.
Getting shot by a teppo is instant death in this game.
Those damn kaijin.
Also is getting hit by a katana is instant death in this game. Luckily, Ashigaru don't carry katanas. They carry swords.
Cool.
Samurai carry katanas.
Well, there's two of them.
Yeah.
Yay!
And a load of Ashigaru. He was a bit light on the exact numbers of how many Ashigaru there were.
Yeah.
Just a lot. More than a hand's worth. But anyway, continue.
Ultimately, we decided that the way to solve this problem was to round up a small force to go intercept them, including some religious types, just in case we didn't get there in time.
I mean, we got one drunken monk, but we're taking him. We
basically got Master Red Chief Dragon Ball.
He claims to be a priest. He claims to be a priest. He's a priest.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
He's not a monk.
So we got our drunk monk. We got some horses, who some of them were
spirited.
And, yeah, we ended up with Hardwick and Bloodied riding them.
Yep. On the basis that they've probably got high prowess, so they can probably...
Yeah.
Oh, high prowess and possibly high strength. So certainly you weren't going to put Archive's character on them.
Yeah. And I believe my excuse was that I was just too scared to go on it with my zero courage.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we also rounded up some soldiers to come with us, some...
We got six men. Three with bows and three with swords.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Very assault heavy, not very defensive.
I went to go get some more intel from the peasant who came and told us, and we learned that the enemy force has their executioner.
Yes.
Among the party, and was there another samurai? Or?
Yeah, there was at least one other samurai.
Right. So they had
he told you they've got two samurai, right. Basically. And one of them you found out since is the executioner of Clan Nakatomi because he has the clan sword.
Yeah. So that means I have the clan sword, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever choose the quality for your clan sword, by the way?
I don't know.
In which case, we ought to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, before you guys meet and have a clan sword on.
Yeah, pretty much. I get to determine what the sword carries. I really want to make it cursed. I'm not going to.
We've got enough bad things in our life. Right? We are life. Don't talk to me about life.
Thanks, Marvin.
He's done with having stuff over there, you know?
Really?
Mm. So, the clan sword carries the spirit of Nohako Zanshi, who is the ancestor of Nohako Kiru. And what that does is it means the ancestor within the blade grants you a magical blessing once a season. As such, this season, it will have granted you...
Do I know what it is?
Yes.
Well, no, I just wasn't sure if it was something I wouldn't...
I'm trying to work out which one to give you, in fact. It has granted you the blessing, I have no armour. Just write it down.
Okay.
The effect of this is if you take an injury, you may invoke and burn this blessing, and you reduce the injury's rank by 3. This includes killed.
Ooh.
So killed goes from dead to only a rank 3 injury, which is pretty fucking good.
Until proven otherwise, my headcanon is that there's you know, in Mulan, the dragon that goes, I'm imagining that they've sent this dragon out. There's always like a little dragon in the background of all the scenes that we described today, trying to put situations, you know, in our favour.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Okay.
And it'll be purple. Dragon.
Sorry?
And it'll be purple.
It can be purple.
Wonderful.
It's not Spyro.
So then, you have just received your horses. You are in the courtyard of your castle. What do you want to do?
Well, I believe we were in a bit of a hurry.
Yes. We knew a route, right?
Yes. The general, I believe, had thought about the route.
At a map.
And because he is the Hatamoto, it is a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he is the Hatamoto, this means anybody acting on the route that he has thought out gains an extra die, which is nice. So then, you hurtle off in the direction of the Haiwana Shrine. So, you start rushing along the roads. The first day passes relatively quickly. Now, you have a choice to make. There are way taverns every day or so. So you can stay in a tavern, or you could try and push through the night with the risk of, you know, being very tired and the fact that half of your holdings is a forest called the Ghost Forest. Sorry, Uri Forest, which means ghost, which is just there. Just saying.
I, for one, vote for not travelling through the night.
I feel our forces would be ineffective with little rest.
I mean, according to your route, even if you do rest, you will get there before them.
Okay.
So, the first night you spend in a delightful little way tavern. Nobody attacks you in the night and chops you up for meat.
Excellent.
That's a joke for people who have watched very bad samurai films like me. Weirdly, that was the first time I became aware of the Gazi from Tenchu, because they're in that film. But anyway, I digress because tired. So, yeah, you spend quite a nice evening. The priest gets entirely drunk, unless somebody stops him, and basically, when the tavern owner asks for his money, he just points at you all and then falls over. So you have to pay for him. He does drink prodigiously for such a tiny fellow. The Ashigaru, your Ashigaru, stays fairly sober. But somebody is going to have to take responsibility for keeping the other Ashigaru from sort of rip-roaring it up. Who's going to do that and how?
I will do that by sheer power of intimidation.
Okie dokie. Now, intimidation. I think we went with strength last time because beauty doesn't really make
sense. Beauty doesn't make sense with me. It's not while I'm talking at them and threatening them. No, it's that I'm just sort of looming there,
okay,
looking terrifying.
So what I want you to do then is, this is an unopposed risk.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get 10.
Okay.
So you've got a number of dice equal to your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Is your name appropriate to this?
One cut kill. Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, I reckon I'll give you a point for that. I'll give you a point for that. Bear with me, I'm trying to find the page with the thing. Aspect. Do you have an aspect that is appropriate to this?
I mean, I could suggest maybe none of us is as great as all of us, to sort of the fact that I'm sort of implying they should, make work for the good of the team, but that's a bit.
For this one, it's a bit waffy.
Yeah, it's a bit waffy, so no, I'll say no.
Because there's no danger to somebody helping you, is the thing. Really, none of us is as great as all of us. Really only gives you the points when somebody else helps you when it's risky to them.
Okay, fair enough.
Which I read up on over the week and realised, we were making that way too easy.
Okay.
So, are you spending an honour point?
No.
Do you have any equipment that is appropriate?
I mean, I've got the clan sword.
I'll grant it. Okay. One die.
Okay.
Do you know of any aspects on your Ashigaru that you think you could tag? The answer is, they are your clan's Ashigaru, so you could tag it.
Tag,
I don't believe so, actually. No, you just tag it. So that gives you an extra 2 points.
Okay.
And finally, do you have a glory that is appropriate?
Emotionless killer.
Yes, I'll go ahead and allow you that one. Yeah, so you've got a massive stack of dice there.
Yes, I do.
So, determine how many you want to roll that you think will get you to 10.
I'll play it safe.
Okay, roll that. Do you get to 10?
Oh, fuck yes.
So, you can say whether you're successful or not, and then for each die you set aside, you can specify another truth about how your Ashigaru behave.
So I succeed, unsurprisingly. They can have a drink, but the instant any of them start looking, being suspiciously inebriated, I am all over them with the glowering.
Mm-hmm.
So much glowering. And this keeps them in line and they are well behaved.
Okay, so how many wages was that you spent?
I have 3 wages.
Okay, so yeah, that's about right for 3 wages.
Yep.
So your first statement is always, I succeed, I fail. And then each short statement. There's another game based on the same rules that has more help on what you can say. But I've just realised I can't remember that page. Damn it. I read it earlier as well. Never mind. But that's fine. So, yeah, they behave. And you all wake up nice and early in the morning, with the exception of the priest.
We tie him to his horse.
Fair enough. You then set off again, I assume?
Yeah.
Still heading down your particular route. Okay, so you continue down the road until it's sort of mid-afternoon. You're expecting to get there about sunset, you think. And assuming Clan Nakatomi haven't really pushed, they should get there at the earliest, like middle of the night. But more likely they'll wait until the next morning, you think. Mm. As you're going along sort of mid-afternoon, it starts to... You're going... So, the forest is on your right, but it's the other side of a quite deep gorge. And up ahead, there's a bridge over the gorge, and then the path splits. One side, the right-hand fork, goes through the forest, but heads straight to the sort of area where the shrine is. The other side skirts around the outside of the forest, goes up over the shoulder of the mountain, and then comes down onto the shrine from above.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, one of these is considered the safer path because it doesn't go through the fucking haunted forest. So you're going along and you can hear the roaring of the river below you, and it starts getting a bit foggy. Like, fog starts rolling in, and very soon you can just sort of see the forest in the distance as a dark sort of glimmer in the clouds, and the sight around you has shrunk down and down and down until there's maybe 30 yards on either side, and where before the clip-clopping of your horse's hooves on the road were echoing down the gorge and stuff, now everything sounds like it's coming to you through a wet blanket, like... And you head towards the Chime Teki Naki Bridge, where the road splits. And you're coming towards it, and up ahead of you, you can see it. It's like a humpback bridge type of affair, locked together stones and then two edgings. And it just sort of comes into view in front of you. And the priest wakes up. Oh, eh! Somebody's tied me to my goddamn horse! Could somebody please untie me, please? Ooh, it's bloody foggy out here, isn't it? Anyone doing anything?
Yeah, I probably pull my horse up closer to one of these guys and just... Okay.
Mr. Executioner,
And Mr. Hatamoto, your horses are both going... and stamping the ground quite a lot.
Right.
The fog descends closer. For a moment, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And then it opens back up again. And standing in the middle of the bridge is... Well, judging by the long hair, you think it's a woman. She's got long hair that comes down over her face. Comes down to about waist level. She's wearing armour, but it's really badly fitting. It's obviously sized for someone bigger than her, and it's obviously badly damaged. It's all in black and white. White being the colour of funerals in Japan, just so you know. She's got a sword in her right hand and another one in her left. And both of them are, like, notched and chipped. One of them has got orange and black banding. And one of them has got... I can't remember what colours you lot chose. What colours did you lot choose?
Did we choose?
I don't know if you did, actually. But it's got the colours of your clan. We'll work out which one that is later. And she just sort of stands there and waits.
Well, it seems we've come to an impasse here. Perhaps we should find another route. Quickly.
She takes like half a step forward and turns her face towards the one who's speaking.
Enemy of your enemy is your friend?
I should slay you, but also aid you.
Second option. Priest? Is there anything?
I can tell you which path you should take, but I should kill you.
The priest is like sat at the back going, now, I think this is one for you. The swords and things. Yes, this is definitely not a me problem. I'm sorry.
Well, perhaps you would be so kind to share your advice then?
I will help you. But now I do so grudgingly. Your lord is a dog. Sun, his war's murderous greed caused the death of all I loved and all I hold dear. I should kill you for that. Your foe did worse, though. They do worse even now. And if they are left, they will drown the land in the blood they will spill. So I will help you.
She glides until she's, like, directly in front of your face. And he's sat on a horse, and her face is level with his face. And she's definitely not touching the floor.
The slower path will show you more of what you face. But you will need to move swiftly to still reach your destination before Nakatomi does. The forest path is hard, but swift. The forest path is hard, but swift. However, you will arrive blind.
And with that, she floats back towards the middle of the bridge and just hangs there for the moment.
I just look at the general.
That's in character. I'm just going,
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, the general's the one in charge of which route we're taking, so I look to the general.
Did we look up different routes? I thought we said we were going to take the route that gave us the view of them coming down.
Yes,
there.
I mean, basically, if you go from here and go round and up over the mountain, you will get a view of them.
Yeah.
But what the woman has just said...
Is that the far street, then?
That's the slow
route.
And it seems like maybe Clan Nakatomi hasn't been resting like you expected them to and has been pushing. And what she's saying is, you can still go that route, but you're really going to have to hustle to get there before them. The other route she's suggesting is the one you discounted, because it goes through the haunted forest. And
we won't get to see what their...
And you won't get to see their forces. Also, it's proved it's a haunted forest. She's a ghost.
Do you know? Have you words for me? Something you wish taken to the other side?
She's still there. She hasn't fucked off yet. Your Ashigaru, incidentally, are not down with this in any way, shape, or form.
Is there anything that has happened in the recent past, like someone getting killed or something in the court?
Yeah,
or...
Well, I mean, there's always sort of low-grade combat. I mean,
suspicious circumstances or...
I'll tell you what, why don't you make me a cunning check?
Sure.
So, cunning?
Yeah.
Name appropriate? I would say clan name's appropriate.
What's the clan name again?
Stunning Fox. I would say that the fox part of that is appropriate. Yeah,
sure. Whispering Wind, as if I've heard whispers of rumours.
Yeah, no, I'll grant you. That's one more point. Any aspects you think might work? I'm pretty sure if my dog knew my plans.
Yeah, is that?
Yeah, no, that one would. And do you have a glory that is appropriate? Because you sure as hell don't have any equipment.
No, I don't think the glory is appropriate.
Okay, make me... Well, decide how many wedges you're setting aside.
Is this opposed or unopposed?
No, this is unopposed.
Got a 13.
Okay, so you tell me. Because basically, you're in narrative control. So, first things first, has something happened? Because that is a yes or a no. So, and then at that point, your wages can be filling out who the hell she is.
Yeah, something has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two wages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a family in the clan who was held in high regard until recently.
Mm-hmm.
Has suddenly lost a lot of influence within the clan.
Mm-mm. Okay. And so, you think maybe this is somebody who's killed themselves, maybe? Or
maybe.
Somebody near to them has killed themselves, and then they killed themselves because the other person killed themselves? Or maybe somebody was murdered?
Yeah.
Okay. A bit of all of the above.
I've got one more wager.
There we go, then.
Which is it?
Narrative control.
I'm going to say she... You said her sword identified her as someone in our clan. Is that what you said?
One of them does. The other one's Nakatomi. But they're both very badly damaged.
Would there be something... Like, would someone wear something that identifies their family? Or
anything? You tell me.
I mean, historically.
Yeah. Probably.
So I'm going to say that she is wearing something that identifies her as being in this...
In this disgraced... In this,
this house
of your
that is
clan.
Suddenly lost influence under mysterious circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the moment, she's still floating in front of you all. And with that, she jumps over the side of the bridge. The fog rolls right in until you can see nothing. And then, almost as if by magic, it burns away in the late afternoon sun. There's a few wisps holding amongst the Uri forest. But there's no fog anywhere to be seen.
So that was unsettling.
Right, shall we carry on?
Yes, we must move at best speed.
Which route are you taking them down, Hatamoto? So she said...
She said that they've made better progress than...
Than you hoped.
Yeah.
So you could go the route you were intending to go, but you're going to have to push pretty hard. Or you could go through the forest and you'll get there ahead of her, but of course you won't get to see them.
And how far from here is it?
You'll get there in the next couple of hours. Well, if you go the slow route and don't push, 3 or so hours, you reckon, you'd get there by sundown. If you go the other route, probably a bit before that. But if you push, you might get there a bit faster.
So what does pushing involve?
It involves making a risk check, obviously. But it's just the risk check will be different depending on which direction you choose.
Is there a significant benefit to us getting there earlier? I mean...
Well, it means you can stop them getting into the shrine.
It does, but it also means we kind of lose our element of surprise.
Yeah, but if they burn the shrine down by the time you get there, I mean...
That is kind of the whole point of us coming.
That's why
we
call the priest.
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I'd not bet too much on the priest.
Yeah. No, he's a great man. A great man who's currently sort of quivering on his horse because he saw a ghost.
So I'm thinking we should probably take the quick route.
You're the general.
Remember, and this is an important note, the route you have worked out already, if you do make a risk check to get down it faster, you gain an extra die because of your Hatamoto ability. So it is, you're going to have to make a risk down either path, but, well, you'll gain a slight benefit on the slower path than the faster one. And it sort of pays by showing you what the forces they've got, but...
And less spooky ghosts.
Well, there is less ghosts. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But the faster route will definitely get you there faster.
I think we're going to go for the faster route.
Okay, so convinced by the ghost, you may or may not have had your best interests in heart, but convinced by the ghost, you turn and head into the Uri Forest. The Uri Forest is very, very dark underneath the trees. It's not a well-kept road. And you hammer along it at some speed. General, I need you to make me a prowess test.
Rightio.
So, you are taking your prowess. Actually, did I say prowess or did I mean strength? Hang on.
I don't know. You said prowess.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to remember what I wrote a minute ago. No, it is a prowess check. Okay. So, you're going to take prowess. What's your name and is it appropriate?
Inspirational leader?
Yes, then. I would go with yes, that's appropriate. Now, you are taking other samurai with you and there is a risk involved, so I will allow you to do to take something we are not as great as all of us. One of us is not as great as all of us. Tag, if you wish.
Right, okay.
For 3 extra dice. Bear in mind, though, somebody is going to have to agree to help you with rushing through and hacking the forest out of the way. Who is going to do that?
In terms of the hacking, it would probably make sense for it to be me.
So, basically, the two people on spirited horses are up front. Okay, fair enough. So take the three for that.
Yeah.
Bear in mind that, like, there are reasons why you don't hack up haunted forests, but that's okay.
I'm just going to hit by more ghosts.
Is your... Do you have... are you going to spend an honour point? No.
No, I don't think so.
Do you have any quality equipment? You do. You have a spirited horse. I will allow you one die for the spirited horse, but if you fail, that will come back to bite you. So one die for the spirited horse.
Right.
Do you think the forest has an aspect? I'm not. No. And is your glory appropriate?
Yes.
Okay, then take one die for that. Well, I assume you've got a rank one glory?
Yes.
Okay. Choose how many dice you're keeping. Choose how many dice you're setting aside. Roll the dice. Try and get 10. That's an awful lot of wages you've got there.
Yeah, no, but how many dice do I need? No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. So roll away. Did you get 10? Yes, you did. Okay, so first things first, do you successfully pass through the haunted Yudrai Forest?
We do successfully pass.
Okay, now take your wages and spend them for truths. Bear in mind, and I'm going to point this out because you have the chance to do this, if you mention truths that may be problematic to you or cause you issues later on, you might gain honour. Because this is a game of samurai tragedy, remember?
Hmm.
I've lifted up the bag of honour. It's on my lap. So then, start with your first wager. You successfully get through the Yudrai Forest.
Yes, it is a quick journey, but there are some...
Hitches?
I mean, spirited horses,
uh-huh.
People who maybe... not that brave in terms of riding.
Uh-huh.
So
that is two wages so far.
So there are a couple of, potential, it doesn't always go quite as smoothly as...
That's another wager.
As we hoped.
Uh-huh.
But we do make it through the...
You've already done that bit, so you don't need to worry about that. So you've got... Two more.
Two left.
Two wages to spend.
So we do make it to the a point where we can actually see the shrine.
Okay, yeah, okay. And your last wager then? You can't contradict my you can't see the enemy from here, but being able to see the shrine is acceptable. And finally?
Am I allowed to give hints? Yeah,
I'll allow it. You're there.
I mean, we could say that we could hear, like, fairly well.
Yeah, you could say that you can hear the approaching forces, because I've never said anything about hearing them. That is a valid use of a wager, actually. In fact, it's an example in there, almost.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, so you get to the through the Yudrai Forest relatively quickly. Your spirited horses leading you through because they fucking don't want to be there anymore. And you burst out the other side. The first thing you notice is you're sort of up on a rise. To your right is the path that would lead to the Nakatomi lands. In front of you is the shrine, and behind that is where you would have been coming down if you'd taken the other route. First things first, the Heiwana Shrine seems entirely deserted. There is one very small, thin plume of smoke coming from what looks to be the gatehouse. So it's a sort of high-walled enclosure. There's a gatehouse and a big wall all the way around the side with, like those tiled walls that have got like a tiled roof on the top of the walls and then a flat bit. Mm. It's like 8-foot tall walls like that all the way around. Big gate. Next to the gate, there's a little gatehouse, and there's a thin plume of smoke coming out of there. Further in, there's one big building for the monks. There's no smoke coming out of the chimneys there. And then to the left, there's a big sort of shrine with a big statue of
you assume the local kami. It seems to be like an ogre guy fighting with a dragon. The dragon is sort of coiled between his legs and ran around his body until its head is up in front of his head, and he's got it by the throat and is getting ready to punch it, but it is clawing at his stomach. And there's a little waterfall coming down just behind that from off the mountain. It's completely... It seems deserted apart from that thin plume of smoke at the gatehouse. However, echoing from the direction of the Nakatomi, you can hear fairly sizable force by the sounds of it. Not like enormous, but big enough that you wouldn't have expected them to make it this far this fast.
More than a couple of samurai?
Not necessarily, because samurai would probably be riding, and that sounds like marching feet. A fair number of ashigaru, though, is what we're saying. But yeah, so there you are. What are you all doing? You're currently looking over a small open area in front of the shrine, which looks somewhat deserted, and you can hear the forces of the Nakatomi getting closer.
About how far would we estimate away they are? Like, is it distant marching, or...?
You can't really tell, unfortunately. It's loud, but it's echoing.
Yeah.
So, they're not that far away, though, you reckon. They can't be that far away. Which means they must have really pushed, from your point of view, Hatsumoto.
Could we send a scout? Want
to have a look? You can do. Are you sending one of the officers or one of the ashigaru? And if so, which officer are you picking on? I'm guessing it's not him. Wow. Sure, there were enemies. I fought them all off and came straight back. Don't send me out again, please.
All sorted, let's go home.
Using all the brown stain in my trousers.
And down the side of my horse. Is anyone particularly good at scouting? Strength, maybe. You could make it. You could make a case for whichever virtue you feel like. Probably not beauty.
No, I was just thinking.
Possibly courage. Possibly cunning. Probably not prowess, maybe strength, because it's dexterity, speed, nimbleness, which probably, unfortunately, rules you out. Probably not wisdom.
Okay. Well, if it's strength, I mean, I got 3 in strength.
Okay.
I got 4 in prowess if I'm trying to be sneaky, I suppose.
Prowess isn't sneaking.
Okay.
Prowess is hacking things to death with swords.
Okay. Not, definitely not prowess.
Yeah.
I'm very good at that, but I'm good at the other stuff too.
I've got a 4 in cunning, but somehow I see myself taking a penalty to doing this. So.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine if you're not seen. I mean, surely that's, you know, like a spy master thing.
Not to be seen.
Given that you're planning this, Hatsumoto, do you want to do your thing again? Because you could.
I mean...
Make me a cunning giri test.
Just easier to do it yourself.
Well, no, if you make a cunning giri test, you can give him an advantage when he goes to do it because you told him to.
Right.
Go scout.
Is this just... is it an extra... 1 extra die or 3 extra die? Is it your rank?
Your rank, yeah.
For some reason I've written 3 extra die.
I don't know why that is.
No,
but
I don't know why that is.
I think we had this conversation last time as well.
I'm going to, like, rub that out. Okay, I got 10.
Okay, so, yeah, you get an extra die. As it turns out, you're not going to need to roll for this, but the Hatsumoto has made it very easy. Hatsumoto, while he's scouting the enemy, are you leading everybody else towards the shrine, or are you staying in the woods?
Well, how much cover is there between the edge of the woods and the shrine?
Not a great deal. It's mostly like farmland, like rice paddies and stuff, which you're guessing the monks have set out to, you know, feed themselves.
And how far between?
From where you are to the door of the shrine, a couple hundred metres?
Right, okay, so it's going to be
pretty
obvious.
Close. You're going to be obvious, yeah, but at the same time, you're almost certain that unless they have the fastest Ashigaru in the universe, which you're fairly certain they don't, there's no way you could get to the door after they did if you set off, like, relatively soon.
Yeah, well, I think we should head for the cover of the...
Okay, so you lot head towards the shrine, and you head off to scout. So then, you three reach the door of the shrine with your Ashigaru in relatively quick succession. Just going to deal with what he sees. So you come... You, as they're heading across the rice paddies, you go around the edge of the forest to have a look down that basically pass where presumably the Nakatomi forces are coming. The first thing you see is way back down the pass, maybe 3/4 of a kilometre back down the pass, you see a samurai on a horse and 20 or so Ashigaru.
Okay.
They've mostly got spears. You see a small group with bows. And you see a couple of guys out on the flanks with weird weapons that just look like sticks.
How many?
A couple, two.
Okay.
Literally two. However, that is when, like, 30, 40 yards in front of you, you see a samurai. He stops his horse and looks at you. He's in the orange and black of Nakatomi, and he's watching you, and you're watching him.
I stand still to start with.
He stands still as well.
Have we made eye contact?
Oh, you've made eye contact. He's sitting on your he's sitting on your horse. You're sitting on him.
Okay.
He's sitting on. Let's try that again.
Things got weird.
He's sitting on his horse. And he's watching you, and I assume you're watching him.
Yeah.
He looks you up and down.
Same.
Look yourself up and down, or look him up and
look
down.
Look him up and down.
His right hand rises. Passes over his body and drops onto the hilt of his sword.
Nope, I'm out.
You start to run as he draws his sword and then starts charging after you.
I'm on the edge of the forest, aren't I?
You are, yes.
And he's on a horse.
He is, yes, but so are you. Oh, yeah. But luckily, you're not on a spirited horse. You're just on a quite fast horse. So,
he's not on your horse.
He's not on your horse.
That would make the chase very short.
So he's charging down towards you. What are you trying to do? Get away?
Yeah,
not die?
Yeah, okay. Basically.
This is going to be an opposed check. Don't worry. At some point, you're going to get to do something. I promise.
Okay, gives the thumbs up, which is great radio.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I honestly think I just turn and go the opposite direction into the forest.
The opposite direction is towards the shrine, not into the forest.
Okay, sure.
Into the forest would be actually on a tangent. So, what we're going to do is this, sadly, is a test you're not going to be great at.
Courage.
No, it's strength.
Okay.
So...
Still not great at that.
Better than zero.
He takes his strength. You take your strength. I check to see if his name is appropriate. I check to see if any of his aspects are appropriate, as do you.
My aspects are super appropriate.
I check to see if any of his equipment is appropriate. You have appropriate equipment, because you have one of the swift horses of your clan. Cool. You then look at the number of dice you've got and set aside your wagers. He does similarly. We then roll dice.
Cool.
He got 13.
I got 5.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you lose all of your wages.
I didn't have
This is the point at which maybe saying, I would like to spend some honour would have really helped you.
I don't have any honour written on my sheet. Oh, we've got our collective pool.
Yes. Too late.
Oh, well.
You start riding off Helpful Leather towards the shrine. He starts riding up behind you. He catches up to you before you reach the shrine. Yep. You lot see this happen. He comes hurtling down the pass that the enemy are coming down, pursued by a samurai in orange and black armour. He waves his sword and narrowly misses your head, nearly hacking it from your shoulders. But luckily, you're jouncing all over the place as you bounce across the path. He then hacks at your horse and slices through your saddle. You fall face first into the rice paddy field, and your horse whinnies in pain and runs off in a completely random direction. He pulls up and stands above you. You guys have all watched this. Basically, your spymaster was sort of fleeing from a samurai and seems to have fucked up the fleeing bit. He lowers his sword down just towards your face. It's like hovering maybe 2-3 inches from your face.
How many are there?
10. 10 of us? 10.
Give a message to your leader. We will not allow it.
And he puts a cut on your cheek, wheels round, and rides off. Your horse is gone. You can cross it off.
Okay.
You were hit by a sword and didn't die.
The rest of you are over at the gate. What are you doing? You've watched this. He's about 200 yards away, just sort of going on his own in a field now. But the doors are completely barred. Seems quite quiet in there.
Knock at the door.
Not a lot happens.
Are there any windows?
There's like one of those little wicket windows in the gate. You know, like the slidey ones that you slide across.
Is it open? Can we see inside?
No, it's shut. But in theory, you could like put a finger through and slowly slide it across. You reach in to push it to one side. It's difficult to see. The inner courtyard looks completely clear. You can see towards the sort of little guardhouse. You can see the fireplace has got a fire in it.
Hmm.
And that might be a foot hanging off the end of a bed.
Okay. Try shouting.
Okay. From inside you hear a...
Hang on. I'm coming.
After a couple of seconds, you hear... of a stick coming in the direction of the door.
Give me a moment.
Clunk. And the door opens like the smallest of cracks and there's an eye.
Yes? What?
I am Hatamoto Shigeki Sura.
Good for you?
Out there?
He sort of moves backwards and forwards so he can look through the gap. And he goes, there's a bloke on a horse. There's another flancier bloke on a horse. There's a bloke covered in mud. There's some guys with bows and a couple of guys with swords.
Yes, we believe they're coming to attack the shrine.
Good God! Quick, get inside! They're right behind you!
You realise he's talking about your guys because you can't actually see the ones way off in the distance yet.
Quick, fight them off!
Just open the door.
No.
Clunk.
Can't, sorry!
Ugh! I should probably be decibel leveling the... just in case it's a bit loud. He's closed the door and locked it again.
Some people just don't want to be safe.
I think he probably needs to be, you know, like, convinced of the worth. Convinced of the worth. So what are you all doing? You're slowly trudging towards
yeah.
the blood running down your face, obviously. What about the rest of you?
Well, I mean, I'm predominantly waiting for there to be someone to kill.
True. Plans? Thoughts? Worries?
What did you see?
Me?
Yes.
Well, he had a large force.
How large is large?
How large was large again? Was it 30?
20 or so, Ashigaru.
About 20, plus two samurai, plus some guns. Do I know their guns?
Yeah, you're pretty certain there's a couple of guns.
Plus what I think were some guns. But I told him what was what, and did they turn around and leave, or are they still coming?
No, they definitely didn't turn around and leave.
But I think I bought us some time.
Running away, falling off your horse. None of that screams.
Why didn't he kill you?
I am just very persuasive.
You didn't say anything to him. Your lips weren't moving. What did he say?
He said that, What did he say?
He won't allow it.
Yes, they won't allow it. He said to tell our Lord that they won't allow it.
They won't allow what?
That is a good question.
Did he not think to ask?
I started to, but he cut me off.
Literally.
There is blood running down his face, too.
Right.
So, currently, your problem is as follows. There's a big wall. You're on this side of it, and so is the enemy.
Yes.
I stride up to the door.
Okay.
Knock.
Yes?
Sir, I demand that you...
You're the one who's coming to kill everything. The General Shiki Wiki said so.
I'm not coming to kill anyone.
Well, you find it very difficult anyway.
What, to kill anyone?
To kill everyone.
Well, we also... don't want to be killed, so we'd like to be inside.
I see.
And we promise not to hurt
that
you.
Sounds very much like a you problem rather than a me problem.
Well, let me put it this way.
Uh-huh.
If you don't let us in,
yes.
we'll turn around and yes. go home, and then the 20 soldiers coming up the path will become a you problem and not an us problem.
I see. This is going to be a beauty contest.
Give me a beauty contest.
Lots of contests.
Sexy contests.
Well, on a bonus point, I'm pretty certain you're beating his score.
I've also got my glorious silver tongue.
Yeah, no, that'll do. Yeah. Oh, he's the talky one. I thought you were the talky one.
I'm the talky one.
He's talky.
Just not very talky when someone's...
putting a sword out.
Yeah. I'm putting one aside. Oh. That's 11.
Yeah, so you surpass his 3
okay.
on 3 dice.
Sure.
So you successfully talk your way in. Did you have any wages left?
I had 1 left.
What do you want to spend it on? My suggestion is he does it quickly.
Yeah, let's go with that. He does okay. it quickly.
So,
he's been pretending to struggle with the door this entire time. He can actually do it very quickly.
Okay, he just goes, hello, I see. Clong. he's pretty old looking. He's got sort of greyish skin and lots of wrinkles around the eyes and not much elsewhere. It's kind of a bit weird. Big bald head. Obviously shaved, though. He's still
got all of his hair, despite being elderly. Sort of yellow robes, typical Shinto / Buddhist monk robes. He's got a nice big red sash around his belt and what looks to be a ceremonial club of some description tucked into it, and a walking stick. Quick, quick, inside, inside, inside. He waves you all inside. You all can easily bring your horses in as well.
Good.
Your spirited horses allow themselves to be led inside. And then he quickly shoves the doors back together and pulls this very well-oiled bolt across the thing.
I don't understand why you're here. I also don't understand why the other people are here.
Yes, we don't fully understand that either.
We were told that they were coming to burn this place to the ground.
Well, that's very antisocial of them. I mean, what did we ever do to them? I mean, this seems a rather silly time to attempt to do it, really. I mean, there's only me here.
Where's everyone else?
They've gone to the Spring Shrine. Do the thing every year. They do a little pilgrimage and say thank you to Omakuze. And then they come back.
Where is the Spring Shrine?
Oh, it's up in the mountains. It's quite some ways away.
In our territory?
It's up that way. I didn't pay attention to territories and things like that.
Does that sound like our territory? Yeah.
It's in the mountains. People tend not to claim the mountains unless there's passes. And he just pointed up like a very tiny, thin track that heads into the hinterlands. So, geographically, probably yes. But really, you probably wouldn't claim it.
Supposedly, they're going to anger the forest spirits to make them attack us.
They could anger Omakuze, they could anger the ogre, but no forest spirits here.
Hmm.
Well, they're over in the forest.
Hmm.
This is a shrine, you know.
I turned to the drunken priest that we brought along.
Yes? Did you want me? What?
Did you not think to fill us in on this information?
What? Look, you came to me, that your friend here came to me and said, we might have a problem with a shrine, and that you needed some religious types. So I agreed to come for, well, money, if I'm honest. You said you'd pay me, yes? Yes. So they paid me. So I came. I can't even remember if you told him what the job was. You just told him there was a problem with the shrine, potentially. So I came. It's true they could still anger the spirits here. They just won't be forest spirits. There'll be dragons and ogres and things, I assume.
Right.
Yes, it'll be a dragon or an ogre.
And would they be liable to come out of the mountains to attack us?
Yes. If you fuck them off, yes. Yes. If you really annoy them, yes. They would definitely do something about it. Basically, if you burnt this place down, yes, they'd be very, very angry with you. Very angry indeed.
But only specifically with whoever burnt it down, not enough to start rampaging at whoever's closest.
The thing with Kami... This is your drunken priest. The thing with Kami is they tend to get very angry very quickly, but quite locally. Yes, quite locally, because they live here.
Right. Tell me, did anything out of the ordinary happen recently or right before the pilgrimage? Did anyone new come? Anyone... that you didn't recognize?
No. Why should there have been?
I'm just trying to put together why the Nakatomi are trying to kill us all.
Well, yes, I'd quite like to know the answers to that one myself, if I'm honest. I mean, it doesn't really make a great deal of sense, given that several of them are buried here.
I see.
That sound of marching feet is getting much closer, by the way.
So this is a shared shrine.
Well, it's a shrine to Amakosi. He points at the dragon and the ogre. Three daimyo, Nekotomio, buried here. They well, see the big statue. They paid for it.
Right. Can you tell me what family they belong to?
They were Clan Nakatomi. They were in charge, so I assume the ruling house of the clan?
Right.
Probably.
This suggests to me we have been set up.
I get the feeling that... I don't know. Is it...
I suspect we've been lied to.
In character, I can't remember, but out of character, I do remember being suspicious of the peasant for some reason last session. I can't remember exactly what you said, but I remember coming away thinking...
that guy's dodgy.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering what the forest spirit said.
Yeah, but also the woman on the bridge having two swords. Maybe it has something to do with something the daimyo has done to anger people?
Let's be honest, it wouldn't be beyond the pale for him to have done something, but...
I think we're going to have to try and actually talk our way out of this one.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to...
You can now hear, like, outside the monastery, lots of running about going on.
I don't think there's going to be much of a chance of surviving a fight here. I think we're better off just opening the doors and seeing if we can find out what is going on.
Right.
I mean, between us all, I'm trying to choose my words very carefully here.
Okay.
Between us all, we all know how the daimyo has been feeling recently. Perhaps he acted rashly.
Ooh. Questioning your daimyo. No.
I raise an eyebrow.
Or perhaps one of his many, many spirings acted unfavorably on his behalf.
Perhaps someone just gave Clan Nakatomi the wrong information. Someone who wishes us harm. We'll only find out who if we ask questions.
So, are we going outside?
I think that might be the best course of action, he says, turning to the general.
Well? The general shrugs. The running around outside seems to have stopped.
Do we have some idea where the various feet stopped?
Yeah. So... You were standing pretty quiet, so you can probably have been listening out. None of the feet came closer than about halfway across the rice paddies, and you think maybe quite a few of the ashigaru, because rice paddies have got big lumps of mud around the outside of them to hold the water in place, which makes really good cover. So... most of the ashigaru, you reckon, have stopped, like, where there's not the closest cover, because that would be, like, 10 foot from the walls, and, like, shooting down on them would be easy, but they've stopped a field back, as it were, which also means their guns might be around there somewhere. But you're fairly knowledgeable, aren't you? You got a wisdom?
Yeah. Got a wisdom.
So you'd probably know that Teppo... do not like water. So you think it unlikely that the two guys with guns are going to be hiding in rice paddies unless they're, you know, idiots. You can hear the sounds of two horses on, like, the main path, because there's a path that runs from that pass that they were coming down to the door, and also another one at the back running down from the mountain to your lands, to the back of the thing, and then round to the door. So you reckon the two samurai are on the road, the various Ashigaru are hiding in cover, but probably not the gun guys?
Okay.
However, you're also standing right next to the gate, so you could have a look out the window.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, you have a quick look out the window. Could you do me a cunning roll?
Can you do a cunning roll?
Oh, no, I'm talking bollocks. I mean a wisdom roll, don't I? Because it's seeing things.
Okay.
So, wisdom.
Yeah.
Is your name appropriate?
I've got eyes of an owl.
In which case, yes, it is.
I'm also discreet, but you know.
Okay. Your clan name's not appropriate. Do you have an aspect that is going to help you here? Spotting things. Don't think so.
No.
Do you want to spend any honour, given that your spymaster has just cost you one honour?
I don't think just looking out a window is worth it.
Okay. You don't have any quality equipment. I will allow you two dice for tagging an opponent's aspect, because you know the samurai of Clan Nakatomi are boastful and obvious. And do you have an appropriate glory?
No.
Okay. In which case, choose how many dice you're going to set aside, roll the rest.
This isn't opposed, is it?
No, not in this case.
Okay.
Do you get over 10?
Yes.
In which case, you specify if you succeed at spotting things or fail, and then you've got wages to spend for specifics, or turning into glory, obviously.
Okay. I do spot things.
Okay, so the Ashigaru are where you thought they were. The majority of the Ashigaru who are hiding in the rice fields are bowmen. It turns out the spear guys are actually another field back. The guys with the teppo are standing behind the samurai. So behind the, where they've pulled their horses up, presumably because they didn't want to get wet. You've got wages?
Yeah, I've got two.
Do you want to spend them or turn them into glory? Can you think of anything that you particularly want to make true?
So, Clan Nakatomi, right next to us, aren't they? So, imagine we've had deeds.
So, basically, there's you guys here, forest, mountains, them.
Yeah. So, I've been in working as Samurai, we've maybe had deeds with them before.
Mm-hmm.
We've come across mutual issues. One of them, I recognise.
Okay.
We've worked well together in the past.
In which case, you don't know the executioner. But you do know the guy who cut his face up, who is Jinsoku the horseman. He's one of their good horsemen. He's not Washimi the stable master, but he's pretty good. He's a bit of a boaster. He's quite good at like threatening people, and he rides the only swift horse that the Nakatomi have. Their horses are shit. I reckon that probably takes care of your wages? Or do you think you've got another one? No. I recognise somebody. We've worked together well in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Basically, we're on good terms.
Yeah. With him. Yes. You and him specifically.
Yes. I've been on good terms.
Okay, yeah. So you see him out front. So you reckon that if you go out and talk to them, you might not die instantly.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely set up for a scrap.
Yeah.
I will give you one thing extra. Nakatomi tend to be honourable. So if you go out there under a flag of truce, you might survive.
Mm.
What's the Japanese flag of truce?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if such a thing exists. Let me have a look. But please continue thinking.
I mean, our objective was to protect the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
If they wish harm to the shrine, that will presumably become apparent quite quickly, and then it will turn into a fight whether we wish it to or not.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not wish harm to the shrine, we can establish that. If my life is the forfeit for finding out this information, So be it.
It seems like they use the same white flag as everybody else.
Yes, the rest of us.
I'm not looking at you so much at that point.
Yes, well, if you die, you shall be avenged.
I'm sure that will fill you with all sorts of confidence. So are you whacking a white flag up and wandering out?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, either we're going to lose a fight or we're going to avoid a fight. So we may as well see.
So you step outside and are very glad to not get immediately shot with tapu and bows, because there's quite a few bowmen out there. It seems to you, you walk along the causeway towards the two samurai. The bowman, there's like six on either side. And it looks like maybe six spearmen at the back. And then the two guys with tepos. The two guys with tepos run to either side of the two samurai and drop to a shooting stance and aim up on you, which is fucking terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And as you come out, the two samurai lean in together and seem to have a conversation. And then the one that you know sort of spurs his horse forward. So you end up stopping maybe 10, 15 foot in front of the line of bowmen. So they're either side of you, and they're all aiming their bows at you. And then back about 50 yards, there's two dudes with tepos aiming their bows at you, and the clan executioner of Clan Nakatomi. And then Jinsoku sort of rides his horse up, and he pulls up, and he jumps off his horse, and he comes walking up towards you. I'm surprised to see you here.
I could say the same.
I didn't think this was your style.
I believe it might be worth establishing exactly what we believe the others are doing here. Your message you left, we were not expecting.
We will not stand for it.
Yes.
I would have thought that was self-explanatory. We will not stand for you to desecrate the bodies of our past daimyo, and we will not allow you to destroy this shrine.
Ah. You see, the information that came to us was that your forces were riding here to destroy the shrine. So I believe we have a common objective, and the shrine should not be destroyed.
Your silvery tongue won't save you here. My daimyo has given us orders. We are to take control of this shrine and make sure that you are nowhere near it.
Well, we should just go then.
You're inside. You can't actually have this conversation.
Yeah.
Do you know where the information came from?
He looks at you like, do you expect me to tell you?
Our orders were to establish that the shrine was not desecrated. If you are not here to desecrate the shrine, then we have fulfilled our orders. But I would be interested to know what has set us against each other. It seems like someone may wish to see us on opposing sides. And I would like to know who and why.
Right. Bear with me a second. Which is when an arrow flies out of the forest and hits Jinsoku in the chest. He falls back. The bowmen are all like, and they start turning to aim at the forest. What are you doing? Other than swearing loudly and internally.
I am so doing that right now. I mean, if I turn around and run back inside, then it immediately looks like
this was a trap. It would look very sick.
So I can't actually do that because this isn't what I want to achieve. So, okay. I also have a bow, so I can't do much. So I'm probably going to stay standing with Jinsoku and try and help him if I can.
Okay, so you rush over to Jinsoku to try and help him.
Yes.
Right.
I'm committed to this now.
Happen at once. The archers fire a fusillade of arrows in the general direction of the forest where that arrow came from. They don't really aim at all. They're just sort of, I'm going to pepper this forest with arrows. The guys with the tepo, on the other hand, are like, from their angle, all they see is you two talking close together and then Jinsoku fall over. So one of them pulls his trigger. Would you like to make me a prowess check?
Oh, dear Lord. No,
no, no, you would not. So then, prowess?
Yeah.
Clan name, not appropriate. Personal name?
No.
Do you have an aspect?
No.
Are you going to spend an honour point?
I would suggest spending an honour point. What does spending an honour point do?
It gives you four dice.
Yes, please.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So you spend an honour point.
Someone who can reach hand over.
Bring
that
up.
Do you have any quality equipment that would help you in this case? Probably not. Tagging an opponent's aspect. I don't think there's any that are going to help you. And is your glory appropriate?
I mean, if discretion means staying out of the way of bullets, sure.
Fuck it, I'll allow it.
Is that how much? What's one?
It's one. It's okay. One. It's the level of your glory. Okay. So the Ashigaru is firing his gun. Well, the two Ashigaru are firing their guns. So, roll away. You have to beat their score.
Yeah.
Well, and 10, technically.
I have no wages.
Yeah, but you're going to beat their score with that many dice.
You can hope. 10, 21.
Yeah, no, 24. You win. They got 8.
Okay.
Yay. So they didn't even get privilege.
I'm not dead.
I have a question. Do you get shot or no?
No.
No. You have no wages to spend, so that's all you achieve. So you dive onto Jinsoku and start trying to help him with the thing, and you hear a... and these two things whiz past you. You are inside, hair... as what must be bullets hit the wood outside. You can hear orders being shouted and arrows flying all over the place. You have a problem. Another arrow thuds into the ground next to Jinsoku from the direction of the forest. Somebody's still trying to shoot him. He's alive at the moment. What are you doing?
Where we are, is there anything between us and the forest I can move into for cover?
Only if you want to jump in a field with a load of angry bowmen.
Ah, shit.
There is another thing you could do which would help.
What, take him inside?
Yeah, because the forest is here, the shoulder of the monastery is here. If you go back inside, they can't shoot him.
Sure, why not?
Okay, grab Jinsoku and start dragging him across the ground. After a couple of seconds of this, you hear the guy on the horse shout another order, and arrows start thudding all around you. But by that point, you're close enough to the door, and you drag Jinsoku inside. He's unconscious at the moment, but he's still alive. And that is where we're going to have to end for the evening, because we've run out of time. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, please do leave us iTunes reviews or Podchaser reviews. You can also talk to us at thecourseofteendice.net. You can talk to us at the Twitters @CourtTeenDice. You can talk to us on thecourseofteendice@gmail.com. You can talk to me @Muldrigan. You can talk to her @GGremlin. You can talk to him @BloodiedFox. Thank you for listening, and remember, when somebody tricks you into going to a shrine, make sure there's nobody waiting to shoot your fucking friend. Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.